弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要讲认识我们的教会第九讲。
We're going to come to the ninth lesson on knowing our church.
可能大家看到这个题目，讲到男人女人在教会中的角色与功用，会觉得奇怪，为什么要讲这个题目
？And when you come upon the topic of the roles and functions of men and women in the church, you may be feeling kind of peculiar. Why are we touching upon this subject?
因为我们这一系列是在讲认识我们的教会，不是在讲真道造就或基础神学。
Because we are focusing on knowing our church for this teaching series, and not on the knowing the truth specifically.
所以我们对教会一些实行的事情上，我们需要特别希望这堂课能够把它都能够提到。
And the practical implementation at our church, we want to touch upon this particular subject.
当然还有一些，因为我们已经是很清楚的了，别人也都了解的，所以我们就不另外讲。例如说受浸。
Because some things are very clear already, and everybody's in agreeing in one another concerning baptism, for example.
在我们教会不用点水礼，也不给婴儿施洗，我们就是用受浸的。
We do not baptize infants, and we do not do sprinkling. We do an immersion.
那今天这个题目，男人女人在教会中的角色和功用，这个题目我们为什么需要提出来
？And the reason why we need to touch upon this topic concerning the roles and functions of men and women in the church.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们可能不太会想象，在背后，在这两千年来。教会的历史里面对男人女人特别对女人的角色和功用有非常多的争议
Perhaps you haven't realized the past 2000 years there's been quite a disagreement in the history of the church concerning the roles and functions of women in the church
光我手边这方面的资料就可以摞起来一摞了
Just with the materials that I can reference I have a whole stack already
但是我不是男人女人的专家我没有要花这么多时间我们只是就着圣经的教导把对男人女人我们该有的看法在这里跟大家有些交通。
I am not an expertise when it comes to men and women, and I'm not going to focus on our differences, but we want to come look at the scripture concerning the scriptural teachings concerning the roles that we play at church.
因为基本上男人女人各一半。
Because fundamentally, we each share a half.
虽然大部分的教会都是姊妹们多的一点但是男人女人的比例大概就是一半。
Predominantly, we see that in God's house, there tends to be more sisters and brothers, but in general, we're about 50-50.
所以如果有任何一方当然就的传统来说，大部分是姊妹们，他们的功用、他们的恩赐如果没有得到合宜的发挥的话，对教会是一个很大的亏损。
And it's a shortfall for the church if the sister is not able to fully function within the confines of the services at church.
但是因为几千年来女性一直受到很大的压抑和歧视，所以当新理性主义、当现代的观念改变的时候
，And so because over these many years, the roles of women has been oppressed and have been suppressed, and as we have more and more of these modern thoughts that are coming to play.
大家又有一些矫枉过正的一些的做法跟看法，所以这是为什么我们需要有这堂课。
And we ended up in our culture overcompensating in the opposite direction, and that's why we feel that it's necessary to have these type of lessons and discussions for the correct teachings.
我们知道神家是有秩序的，而且神家更是有见证的。
We know God's house is of order and is of testimony.
所以我们希望能够尽量的根据。我们对圣经的了解，我们来活在其中。
And so we want to live in the midst of our understanding of the Word of God.
但是就我所有看过的文献，所有的教导里面，没有一个教会敢说他们的看法是绝对的。
And according to all the things that I've studied and all the things that I've read, I haven't come across a particular church where they are absolute concerning their belief of the teachings that they have concerning this topic.
所以我们今天也是在主面前非常谦卑的，就是就着我们所能了解的，就着圣灵在我们心中给我们平安的引导我们是这么做。
And so we humbly come and say according to how the Holy Spirit has led us and what we understand, this is how we are operating here at our church.
我希望大家也能够非常非常用心也很认真地听这堂课，因为决定影响我们教会整个的见证和神要给我们的祝福。
I do want to ask everybody as you listen to this message, listen it from your heart because I know it will determine the degree of blessings that God will have in this particular house.
我在这边从六个点讲，但是最后一个点我们留到下一次的题目讲。
I will focus on six different perspectives and the last one we will save it for the next lesson.
第一个关于男女的受造。
Foremost, concerning the creation of man and women.
我想我们任何事情就是回到圣经 back to the beginning, back to the Bible.
And concerning any matter, we come back to the beginning, we come back to the Bible.
创世纪第一章二十六节二十到二十八节呢你讲到、神是照着他自己的形象和样式造男而且造女。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, it says that God created man according to his own image and likeness, male and female, he created them.
然后神造了伊甸园，把所造的男女安置在其中。
And so God created the Garden of Eden, and He set forth the man and the woman that He's created in the midst of that garden.
然后神也把管理全地的责任交给了他们。
And so God has given them the responsibility to subdue the garden.
所以第一件事情，我们知道男女的受造都是同在神眼中是同样的尊贵的。
So we know that the creation of man and creation of woman is equally honored in the sight of God.
因为他们都是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Because they are both created according to the image and the likeness of God.
他们所承受的祝福也是一样的。
And the blessings that they have inherited are the same.
因为神把园中各样的果树都说可以吃，这个应许，这个祝福是给男给女的。
So all manner of blessing, the fruits in the garden are given to both man and women is equally the same for both.
所以男人女人，他是照着他的形象造男造女。都是有一个托付，就是叫我们要像他。
So when he created male and female in his likeness, he has a particular commission that we are all to be like him.
所以这是男女受造，他不仅仅在神的眼中是同样的尊贵，而且带着同样荣耀的目的，而且赐给同样的祝福。
And so men and women, when they're created, they have the same purpose, they have the same blessings to inherit.
第二句话在提摩太前书第二章十三节。那你讲到先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
And then we come to the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. It says, for Adam was first formed and then Eve.
当我们看这段话的时候，我们没有太大的问题。
And when we look at these particular words, we don't have anything that particularly puzzles us.
但是我们现在如果来看哥林多前书十一章的话。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
可能弟兄姊妹对这段话，特别是姊妹们，可能一看呢就有一个很强烈的这个不能接受的感觉啊。
And when sisters, perhaps, when you come to this particular verse, you immediately have the sense of, well, I can't really embrace this particular verse.
其实一直到十六节我们都应该读的，但是我们现在就只读第八节到第九节好了。
Verse 8 and 9 only, that's what we're going to read.
他说起初男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出。并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
It says, for man is not for woman, but woman for man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man.
我不晓得姊妹们，你们读了这句话会不会想说，底下不想听了。
Sister, do you immediately respond with a notion, I'm not going to listen anymore.
但是我告诉你们一件事情，你们正好要听。
But I want to tell you, sisters, you have to pay attention to this.
因为这节经文就是被很多人误用或是过度的使用，造成女性受到很多的歧视。和不公平的对待。
And so the inequality that women suffers because people use this particular verse in a very erroneous way.
在这里并不是在讲男女的地位上的差异啊。
It is not talking about the differences of position or status between men and women.
要讲男人优于女人。
Or to say that man is superior to women.
而是在这里讲到男女受造的顺序，是先造男人，再造女人。
But to speak of the order of the creation, that man was created first and then the woman.
但是第九节我们就很难领受了，男人不是为女人造的，女人是为男人造的。
And then verse 9, we say, well, it's a little hard to understand, nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man.
所以如果我们从属世的角度来体会这句话的话，那就造成男女的不平等。
And so if we look at this particular verse from a worldly perspective, then all of a sudden we see a notion of inequality.
但是如果我们从圣灵的启示，从神永远的旨意来看的话，我们知道这边所讲的其实是特别讲到这个基督和教会。
But if we look at it from the perspective of the revelation through the Holy Spirit and the eternal will of God, we know that it's speaking of concerning the church and Christ.
因为教会是为着基督而被造的，教会也是因着基督而被造的。
Because the church was created through Christ and for Christ.
我们知道夏娃的受造是从亚当身上取出他的肋骨。
We know when Eve was created, a rib was taken out the side of Adam.
亚当看到了就说这是我骨中骨，这是我肉中肉，因为他们是由一而二，由二而一。
And so when Adam saw Eve, says he immediately said, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. They started from one, they became two, and then two, they they became one again.
保罗在以弗所书第五章就帮我们解释了哈，他说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And so in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul go ahead and elaborates on the notion that therefore man shall leave his parents and be cleaved unto his wife.
他底下说，然后我是指的基督和教会说的。
And then he very clearly says, I am saying this concerning the church.
所以教会只有一个成分就是基督。
So there's only but one content in the church, that is Christ.
教会的源头，教会的成分，教会的性质都是基督。
And the source and the nature of the church and the content of the church must be Christ.
所以我们也说到，教会如果不是基督，那它不能称为教会的。
So we say that if the church does not contain Christ, then it cannot be called a church.
所以不仅仅教会的成分跟源头是基督，它是为着基督而被造的。
And not only was, is the content of the church of Christ, but it is for Christ that it was created.
所以没有一个人会讲说，基督是为着教会而被造的，对不对？
So nobody would ever say that Christ was created or existed for the church, right?
不可能的事情。
It's impossible for us to say that.
而是教会是因着基督，也是借着基督而被造的。
But the church is because of Christ and through Christ was created.
所以我们从这样子角度去读这节经文的话，我相信我们里面会非常非常的清楚的。
And I think if we read this particular verse from this perspective, we begin to have a very clear understanding of what God is trying to say.
这节经文再说不是讲男女的差异，它是在讲男女受造的顺序。更是讲到男女受造他的表号。
And particularly we want to emphasize that this is not talking about the differences in the status between men and women, but the essence of the order of their creation and the typology between the church and the Christ.
它是表明教会是因为基督而有的，也是为着基督而有的。
It is, it symbolizes that the church exists because of Christ and is entirely for Christ.
第三个男女受造的特殊托付，我只能简单的讲，就是造亚当的时候是叫他修理和看守伊甸园。
Special commission upon the creation of men and women. I can only quickly touch upon this. When Adam was created, it was for him to tend and to keep the garden.
换句话说，男人主要是要来经营、来维护这个伊甸园，神所给的祝福。
And the primary responsibility of Adam is for him to manage, for him to tend and to keep the blessings that God has given him.
那为什么要看守呢？因为表示有仇敌会来破坏。
And the reason why he needs to keep it is because he knows the enemy will come to try to destroy it.
所以我们在这里也看见男人或是一个弟兄在神家里面 在自己的家中所负的角色和责任。
And so we can very clearly see the responsibility of brothers in their homes, what they ought to have.
夏娃神就说那人独居不好，所以神造夏娃来帮助他。
And then concerning Eve's creation, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
我们已经讲过很多次的哈，这个帮助不是那个小秘书或是小工人帮工头的在旁边待命帮忙的。
We said it very clear earlier, before, that this helper is not just a slave or an assistant on the side or secretary.
因为圣经上大概21次用到这个 Azir 这个字，其中有17、18次是用在神对人的帮助。
Multiple times in scripture, the term Azir is used, and this term particularly speaks of God being our help.
所以神造夏娃来 Azir 亚当，好来帮助他的。
So when God created Eve to Azir Adam to be his helper.
你甚至可以说，其实是神直接要帮助亚当，但是神透过夏娃来帮助他。
In other words, you can say it is God who wants to help Adam, but God uses Eve to help Adam.
就好像你煮了一锅汤，烫得不得了哈，你要去直接抬。你不能抬，你戴了一个厚厚的防热手套去抬它。
Just like if you had a pot of soup that is very, very hot off the stove, you can't just take it off the stove with bare hands. You got to wear mittens to carry that vessel.
真正有能力抬它的还是神，对不对？是神在帮助我们。
The one that can truly lift him up, it is God himself. It is God who's helping us.
但是神透过我们的妻子，透过女人来帮助男人。
But this example speaks of how God uses women to help men.
所以在这里男人需要谦卑下来哈。
So I want to say, a man, we need to humble ourselves.
神把配偶摆在我们旁边真的就是为了来 complete 我们，让我们完整，也来帮助我们。
The Lord has given us a spouse to complete us, to help us.
同样的女人也要很谦卑的依靠神， 来帮助弟兄们，帮助自己的丈夫。
And similarly, women, you need to rely on the Lord to be an appropriate help for your husband.
所以你不能够高傲，认为说我就是比你聪明，我就是比你能干，我就是比你看得清楚。
You can't be highly esteemed of yourself and say I'm wiser than you, I see things more clearer than you.
而是神要帮助我的弟兄成为他合用的器皿。借着我来帮助他。
But God wants to help my brothers through me that he may be a usable vessel in God's hand.
借着我来让他完整。
That through me he would be perfected.
因为男女的受造本身就是不同，太多我们也不用过度去强调它了。
We don't have to strongly overly emphasize the differences.
我相信我们除了生理上、情绪上、思想上各方面，我们都有很多的不同。
I know physiologically, emotionally, and the way we think, they may be very different.
我记得以前讲过 你弟兄姊妹夫妻一起到别人家去 Parlock 去参加一个聚餐聚会、
We gave this illustration before. A couple would go to someone's home to have a potluck.
你可以做一个实验哈，大概过了二三十分钟以后，你开始来问啊。
You can do this experiment after you're there for about 20-30 minutes.
你问说这个房子的 ceiling 大概多高啊？大概用的建材是什么啊？大概的这个结构是什么？我跟你讲，姊妹们很少人知道的。
And if you ask everyone, just quiz them, how high is the ceiling? What kind of materials used to build to construct this house? Most of the time, you discover the sisters.They won't have a clue.
可是姊妹们却注意到很多很多弟兄们从来不注意到。
But the sister will pay attention to a lot of things that the brothers won't ever notice.
哪个姊妹穿着什么衣服，什么牌子的，头发发型是什么，然后脚有没有涂指甲，身上香水是什么，她通通都知道。
Who's wearing what brand of clothing, who's painting their nails, what hairdo, and what kind of perfume so-and-so is wearing, she's able to pick all of that up.
你问弟兄没有人知道，你问姊妹如数家珍，这个叫
And you ask the brothers, they're clueless. You ask the sisters, they know it in such detail. This is a mystery that we can will never be able to figure out.
所以男人要谦卑的接受女人的帮助，女人要谦卑的依靠神来帮助男人。
So men, we need to humble ourselves to receive the help from our wives, and wives, we need to humble ourselves to be the appropriate help for our husbands.
第二个关于男人女人。蒙恩的地位和托付。
And then secondly, concerning the position of grace and what has been committed to men and women.
刚才我们讲了旧约人受造都是照着神的形象来造的，同样尊贵同样的蒙福。
The very first point we looked at the Old Testament from the perspective of the creation of men and women, we are all equally blessed.
那么在新约里面呢，我引用加拉太书三章二十六节到二十八节，他说你们因信基督耶稣。都是神的儿子，底下讲的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一的。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 28, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
保罗在这里讲到的三件事情都是犹太人最注重的那个分别。
There are three things that Paul specifically mentioned because the Jews tend to make a big distinctions about it.
第一个到底是犹太人还是外邦人，这是他们非常在乎的。
For example, whether we are Jews or whether we're Greeks or Gentiles, they care very much about that.
他们觉得你跟外邦人来往，在跟外邦人吃饭，这个是不能接受的，那是不洁净的。
For Jews, they feel that it is unclean and inappropriate for them to interact or to eat with Gentiles.
他们甚至视外邦人为猪为狗，那是非常非常种族优越的一个人。
To the point where they would look at Gentiles as swine or as dogs.
那第二个他们很大的差别就是你是为奴的还是自主的。
And the second point is that they really look upon the fact whether you are slave or whether you're free.
那因为那时候还是有奴隶制度，很多人是被卖为作为奴隶的。
Because in that time, in that society, slavery is still part of that culture.
那第三个就是男或是女。
And thirdly, male or female.
所以犹太人最骄傲的三件事情，第一个我是犹太人，第二个我是犹太的男人。
So the things that Jews are most Jewish men are most proud of is that one, I am Jewish, two, that I am a male Jew.
但是你在这里发现加拉太书第三章保罗在这里讲到两个很重要的事情，一个是成为神的儿子，讲到蒙恩的地位。
And so you see Paul particularly mentioned in Galatians chapter 3 what we just read, he talks about the fact that we are all sons of God, speaks of our all mutual position in Christ.
今天不管我们在地上达到什么程度，董事长也好，总统也好，这个宰相也好，你都比不上神的儿子来的尊贵。
So it doesn't matter what title we attain in this world, whether we are president, vice president, or even the prime minister, we cannot be equated to the position as sons of God.
所以他用神的儿子来描述我们蒙恩的地位。
So he uses this position as sons of God to describe our position.
同样的，在这里我们所承受的那个神圣的使命和托付。是要披戴基督。
And similarly, the commission that we have is that we ought to put on Christ.
让我们可以活出来，人家看到我们如同看到基督一样。
That when we live out, when we live out our lives, they see us as they're seeing Christ.
也是我们教会的使命，成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And it is also the commission for us as a church that we would be the incarnate witnesses of Jesus Christ.
你看这么两件大事情，成为神的儿子。披戴基督，活出基督来。
And so these two great matters, one that we are the sons of God, two that we would put on Christ to live out Christ.
保罗在这里说，不管你是犹太人，是希利人，你是自主的，是为奴的，是自主的，或男或女，表示不分的。
And so Paul says, whether you are Greek or whether you are Jews, whether you are slaves or whether you are free, neither male nor female, there is no distinction or division here.
所以我们一定要很清楚哈，就是我们蒙恩的地位跟我们所承受的托付，男女都是。
So we need to be very clear concerning the position of grace and the commission that we have received. We are all the same.
那第三个讲到关于男女的恩赐和功用。
And then concerning the gifts and functions for men and women.
哥林多前书十二章第四节到十一节，我这里截录了一部分。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 through 11, I took an excerpt from those verses.
他说恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的，表示不分男女的。
So there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills, meaning he is not making any distinction between male or female.
所以这里讲到个人 each one 或是 everyone, 包括的弟兄包括的姊妹。
And the verse is very clear when it talks about each one, he's speaking very clearly concerning brothers and sisters.
以弗所书四章七节他说我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And again, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以我想我们从刚刚所讲的这两个点，我们可以总纳至少在这三件事情哈，蒙恩的地位，所受的托付，还有我们所得到的恩赐和功用，其实男女都是一样的。
And so from the things that we just talked about, coming to scripture, we can see in three areas, concerning the position that we receive, the grace that we receive,And the commission that we received, we are all the same.
一点没有重男轻女。
And there is no distinction between whether there's favoritism to men or women.
神给的都是一样的。
What God has given in these areas, they are exactly identical.
底下这两件事情比较稍微我们需要多说一点。第一个是关于蒙头。
And the following two points we want to speak on for a little more concerning head covering.
我们还是回到哥林多前书十一章啊。
We're going to come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们第二节我挑几节读我称赞你们是因为你们凡事纪念我又坚守我所传给你们的我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头男人是女人的头神是基督的头凡男人祷告或讲道若蒙着头就羞辱自己的头凡女人祷告或讲道若不蒙头就羞辱自己的头因为这就如剃了头发一样女人若不蒙着头就该剪了头发女人若以剪发剃发为羞愧就该蒙着头男人本不该蒙着头因为他是神的形象和荣耀但女人是男人的荣耀刚才第八节第九节我们读过了因此我们跳到第十节因此女人为天使的缘故应当在头上有服权柄的记号 我想我们就读到这的。
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse through to verse 10 concerning Paul's teaching concerning the covering of head for women.
其他的经文弟兄姊妹回家可以继续的读。
I'd like to encourage brothers and sisters, please go through scripture and look at these verses more diligently when you get home.
在这里我们首先注意到前面第三节所说的。
The very first three verses it talks about
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是个人的头。
And that Christ is the head of all, every man.
所以每一个人都应该服在神的权柄底下。
So that it is rightful that everyone would submit themselves to the authority of God.
我们在讲男人是女人的头之前，我们先集中在这个哈，神是基督的头，基督是个人的头，包括男生，包括女生。
Before we come to the portion where it says that the man is the head over the women, we want to elaborate on the fact that Christ is the head over everyone, every man.
所以每一个人都应该服在基督的权柄底下，都应该让神居首位。
So everyone needs to submit themselves under the authority of God, that God would have the first place.
那保罗在哥林多在这里告诉我们，借着蒙头来表达我们对神的降服和顺服。
And Paul illustrates through 1 Corinthians, what we just read, how women, when they cover their heads, speaks of our hearts in submission to the Lord.
所以照理来说，应该所有在教会里面重生得救的，不管是弟兄不管是姊妹，都应该蒙头的。
By reason, by virtue of the law per se, that everyone, women and men, ought to cover their head.
因为基督是我们每一个人的头，我们都应该降服于他，高举他。
Because Christ is our head, we should all submit to him, he should be exalted.
但是底下接着因为下列的三个原因。
And then you see the three reasons that are listed in this particular chapter.
第一个，男人预表基督，女人预表教会。
Because man is the typology of Christ and women is the typology of the church.
这是以弗所书第五章很清楚告诉我们的。
Ephesians chapter 5 very clearly tells us that.
然后刚才的十一章第三节也说男人是女人的头。
And then we also see in verse 3, and it's very clear, it says that the head of the woman is man.
第三件事情说是为了天使的缘故。
And thirdly on verse 10, And it says, because of the angels, for the reason of the angels.
所以底下我们有两个结论。第一件事情，女人就应该蒙着头，在头上有服权柄的记号。
So therefore, we have these two conclusions, that women ought to cover her head, to have a symbol of authority on her head.
在头上要有一个服权柄的记号。
And so again, this is a symbol of honoring the authority for her.
那这里说为了天使的缘故，很多人就问说，到底是为哪些天使啊？
And so when the verse comes and talks about because of an angel, for the sake of the angels, and some would ask, which angels?
我们知道这个天使有三分之一的天使堕落，跟着撒旦堕落。
We know about a third of the angels fell with Satan.
那到底这里所说的为了天使的缘故，这个头上有一个服权柄的记号，那到底是指的什么天使
？And so again, these angels, who are we referring to when we talk about the sign of submission? Who is it for?
说老实话，到底是指谁？不是这么重要。
To be honest with you, who is it really pointing to? I tell you, it's not that important.
因为他们都在看。
Because they are all watching.
好的天使也在看。
The good angels are watching.
好的天使成为我们的见证人，见证教会蒙恩在这里高举基督。
And the angels will be our witnesses, and they are glorifying Christ for what Christ has done through our lives.
那坏的天使也在看。
And the bad angels are watching as well.
其实是我们做给他看的。
As we're doing it so that they can see.
我们要向他做见证。
We are testifying to them.
因为撒旦是背叛，不肯服权柄。
Because Satan rebelled because he is unwilling to submit to his authority.
而今天教会站在一个完全降服、完全顺服的地位上，在这里向撒旦宣告，向撒旦做见证。
And the church stands in the position of absolute submission, and we testify, we proclaim to Satan.
神一样给了我们自由意志。
And God has equally given us a free will.
但是我们在恩典中，我们选择，我们要来降服基督，要来顺服神。
And in grace, we've chosen to submit to Christ and to be obedient to God.
所以，请你们特别记得，保罗在这里讲蒙头是说头上有个服权柄的记号。
So please pay attention when Paul talks about covering of the head.He talks about the fact that there is a symbol of authority.
所以不光只是我们有心愿而已，我们要证明给他看。
It's not that we have heart, but we have to show him and as a proof.
因为撒旦知道那是一个见证，那是一个记号，是服权柄的记号。
Because the enemy knows that this is a sign, this is a proof that we are submissive to the authority.
所以今天有很多人认为蒙头已经过时了，是为了那个时候的人啊，有很多妓女，有很多什么那些不守妇道的人，所以。需要有蒙头做记号。
And so a lot of people would interpret this as saying that this is only something for that particular culture, that particular time, because of the practice of harlotry, and this is a symbol to define the women's at church.
那是有时代背景的，有文化背景的，所以这段话现在在这个时代不适用了。
And because of cultural differences and because of our background differences and it's very specific to the time, that is now no longer applicable to our time.
我们不否认圣经上有一些的教导是有文化背景，有时代背景。
We do not deny the fact that there's some teaching in the scripture, they are specific to a time and to a season.
特别是在实行的细节上。
Particularly to the details of the practice.
绝对真理是不受时空限制的，它是跨时代的。
But absolute truth, it cannot be bound by time. It surpasses time and generations.
它也不受你文化背景的影响，真理就是真理，它绝对不妥协。
And it will never be influenced by culture. If it's truth, it is absolute truth.
但是实行的东西，它是可能有一点时代的背景。
But in application, in practical application, there may be cultural background that are behind it.
这是我们释经学原则里面也提到过的。
When we come to understand scripture or study scripture, we talked about this.
因为例如说现在我们不可能是至少在中国的弟兄姊妹中间我们做不到哈。帖撒罗尼迦第五章二十五节那你说你们弟兄们彼此亲嘴问安务要圣洁。
So First Thessalonians says that we ought to greet one another with a holy kiss.
你看那个姊妹整个的表情，那个弟兄们怎么会亲嘴呢？
Particularly for us, Asian men, maybe it's harder for us to embrace that notion. How can we brothers embrace one another with a kiss?
可是我在耶路撒冷那天去这个他们带我们走过那个街上的时候，他们人见到面就是亲嘴啊，亲嘴啊，男人抱在一起亲嘴。
And we were walking Jerusalem, and we witnessed this that in that culture of men they embrace each other as they greet one another and they kiss one another.
所以他的确是有一些他特殊文化或是什么的背景的讲究。
And so it does have some particulars concerning culture and the practices of various cultures.
但是蒙头如果纯粹是文化背景的话，那为什么说要为的天使的缘故？那这句话就是让我们知道，它其实是跨越，是超越文化的。
So when we see this notion, when Paul talks about covering of heads, and he says for the reason of the angels, then we know that it is not bound and limited by time.
所以我们知道，他是为的是跟撒旦，这是一个宣告，这是一个见证。
It's a proclamation to the enemy. It's a testimony to the enemy.
所以我在这里讲到第二个结论，不光姊妹们头上要有蒙头的这个记号，而且姊妹的蒙头是全教会顺服基督的一个提醒跟见证。
And I particularly emphasize the notion that it's not just simply women need to cover their heads, but this symbol reminds all of us that we as a church, it is something that we ought to practice as submission to Christ.
就是任何时候我们只要看到姊妹头上蒙个头，对我们都是一个提醒。我们要顺服基督，我们要顺服神。
And every time we see a sister whose head is covered, we should be reminded that we ought to be submissive to the Lord.
当我们看见姊妹们蒙头的时候，我们就要受到提醒。主啊，我到底今天在你面前有什么地方，我还不可能顺服你吗
？And when we see a particular sister who has her head covered, we need to immediately ask ourselves the question: God, is there anything or any areas in my life where I am no longer submissive to you？
不光姊妹戴上蒙头帽的时候，自己要问自己，所有看见她。头上戴着的都要被提醒。
And not only the person who is wearing this head covering is reminding herself each day, but everyone who sees the symbol, we need to ask ourselves the same question.
因为每一个人都应该蒙头在基督的权下。
Because in actuality, everyone ought to cover their heads under the authority of Christ.
但是因为弟兄预表基督，姊妹预表教会，所以由姊妹们来担负这个使命和责任。
Because the men or brothers are typology of Christ, and sisters are typology.Of the church, so the church is given the responsibility to bear this symbol.
所以姊妹们不要觉得是被要求、被强迫，这个是需要开启、需要看见的。
And so we want to ask the sister, don't feel like this is pressed upon you or required of you. This requires a revelation for you to see this.
因为神知道姊妹们可能在这个点做得比我们弟兄好。
And we know that God obviously is able to see that in a lot of ways women are much more taught or in the area of submission than men or than brothers.
在我从小长大的教会的背景其实是蒙头的教会。
In the background, church background where I grew up in, everybody practiced this notion of covering their heads.
但是你却发现我在教会里面我们没有这样子要求姊妹们都要蒙头。
But you discover here at our church, we do not require it of all the sisters to have your head covered.
因为我希望这不是一个律法的要求，而是一个属灵的看见。跟见证的实际 spiritual reality.
And I pray that this is not a requirement that comes from the law, but is a spiritual reality within our lives.
在我们那个背景里面就走走走走走就走出一些很不健康的情形。
And in my background, as growing up, there are a lot of things as we progress and walk, we progressed in an area was no longer healthy.
就造成弟兄有一种无形的优越感。
And it created a sense of superiority among the brothers.
你们姊妹该蒙头。
You sisters, you guys got to cover your heads.
你看你现在讲话的样子，你一点都不蒙头。
Look at the way you're talking right now. You definitely do not demonstrate the fact that your head's covered.
你这样蒙头干什么？这样还有什么意思
？So what's the point of you covering your head now?
因为如果姊妹有看法不一样，这个表达自己看法的时候，有时候弟兄们就说你要蒙头。
And sometimes I've observed that that sisters when they express their notion and their thoughts, and brothers would immediately say you need to cover your head.
或者有些人就说你真有那么属灵吗？居然蒙起头来了。
And some people will say, are you really that spiritual? Why do you have your head covered?
你别装蒜了。
Don't pretend anymore.
你拔下你蒙头帽，真实一点好了。
Take off that covering on your head, just be who you really are.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们要逃避、不可以有的观念和不健康的想法。
These are the things that we ought to avoid. These are all very unhealthy train of thoughts and notions that is in our head.
没有人被强迫戴的。
No one should be forced to put it on.
但是每一个人戴，并不代表他完全。
But whoever puts it on doesn't represent that they are perfect.
所以，但是我们看到只要有人戴，我们心里面就要受到提醒。
But when we see someone who covers their head, we ought to be reminded in our hearts.
我们只要看到有人戴着蒙头帽，我们就要为教会祷告，希望教会真在这里做见证。
When we see someone who bears these symbols, we ought to pray for the church that the church really bears the true witness of what's happening.
见证基督是教会的元首。
To testify that Christ is the head of the church.
教会要在凡事上顺服基督。
That the church and all things needs to be obedient unto Christ.
所以我希望我们中间的姊妹们哈，真是有这个荣耀的感觉。
And I really pray that our sisters who are here, you would have the sense of glory.
然后我们弟兄们也能够学会，这是不光弟兄们，所有的弟兄姊妹都要珍惜那些现在愿意开始蒙头的弟兄姊妹，
或
者那些姊妹们。
The sense of pride in all of our who are brothers, we need to treasure those sisters who are in our midst who are covering their heads.
二十多年前，我们在红木城的教会，恐怕30年前了。我们按照顺序礼拜五。这个查经聚会。
About 30 years ago, we were in a church in Redwood City, and systematically we went through the scriptures.
当我们查完哥林多前书十一章之后。
And when we went through First Corinthians chapter 11.
我很感动的一件事情，那时候教会也不过才40多个，40-50个人。
I was very moved. The church was about 40-50 people.
礼拜天好几个姊妹头上都戴了蒙头帽。
The following Sunday, after we studied this chapter, many, many sisters began to cover their heads.
你不用太讲究它是什么样子的，要大的啦，要什么颜色的啦，黑的啦，白的啦。在中国大陆有各式各样讲究哈，那我们没有这样子的要求。
A lot of places, they put emphasis on how big, what color, and what shape. We don't have such a distinction here.
但是如果你们真的有心想要这方面操练的话，会后可以跟办公室登记，我们可以帮忙大家去订。
But if you want to partake in this practice, you could register with the church office and we can go order them.
我们是为了爱耶稣，为了顺服神，我们做这个见证。
And I wanted to say it is because we love Jesus, we want to bear testimony for the Lord.
我们为了羞辱仇敌，我们在这里做这个见证。
And we want to bring shame to our enemy, so we bear this witness.
我们为了要造就教会，帮助弟兄姊妹受到提醒，我们要顺服主，顺服基督。
And to edify the
church. Mm-hmm.
To edify the church, to strengthen the church, for the purpose of pleasing Christ, we will cover our heads.
所以你在教会里面会在一些不同地方看到一些标语啊，这个以便以谢，或是基督是一切。 又在一切之内。
You'll see some signs or some words on the walls throughout this building as Christ is all in all and Ebenezer in our dining hall.
他没有讲话，没有发声，但是他其实都在提醒我们，他都在说话。
Those words on the wall, they are not making a sound, but they continuously speak to us.
你只要真正用心去看他，他都是一个提醒，他都是一个祝福。
If we look at those things with our hearts, we begin to discover they speak to us, they are blessings to us.
所以如果我们属灵的话，从属灵的眼光来看姊妹头上带着这个标记之物，这个顺服的记号，我相信神在对我们说话。
If we're truly spiritual and we look upon these symbols by which our sisters are wearing these coverings on their head, we know that God will speak to us.
提醒我们都要来顺服基督。
To remind all of us that we need to be submissive to Christ.
好，第四件事情关于讲道。
And fourthly, concerning speaking or preaching.
这个。第一个，女人公开讲道和祷告是许可的。
It is permissible for women to preach and pray publicly.
只是需要蒙头。
On the condition that their heads are covered.
因为刚才哥林多前书十一章讲得很清楚。
First Corinthians chapter 11 is very clear on that issue.
第五节他说，凡是女人祷告或讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头。
Verse 5, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head.
如果女人决定不准讲道、不准祷告，就没有这句话。
And if women absolutely cannot pray and cannot speak publicly, then Paul wouldn't put that verse in here.
所以表示是许可的。
So it means that it is permissible.
在旧约里面也有很多的女先知、女士师兴起来为神传话。
In the Old Testament, we see that there are women prophets, there are women judges that would speak on God's behalf.
那么在新约，刚才我们已经读过了啊，哥林多前书十一章第五节、第十节都讲到我们是姊妹们，只要蒙着头都可以。
In the New Testament, we see multiple verses where as women, as long as their head are covered, they can't pray and they can't speak publicly.
但是很快的我们要提两段比较难解释的经文跟他们应用的范围。
And we very quickly come to these two particular difficult verses to explain, but we want to talk about the boundaries and the application of these verses.
第一个提摩太前书第二章十一节到十二节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 12.
第一个讲到女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
It says, let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
在这里，在这一节的经文里面，就让很多人很 confused 啊，非常困惑。
And in this particular verse, a lot of people, when they read it, they are confused, they are lost.
因为明显的跟哥林多前书十一章第五节好像是矛盾的。
It seems like it's in conflict with First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5.
那边是说你可以祷告，但是蒙着头就好了。
And there it says that you can pray, you can prophesy, but as long as your head is covered.
这边却说我不许女人讲道。
But here in First Timothy it says that I do not permit women to speak or to teach.
只要沉浸学道，一味的顺服。
That they would learn in silence with all submission.
所以在这里我们要对这些的经文的应用，我们需要有一些的解释。
For the application of these particular scripture, we need to have some explanations.
关于这节的经文，至少有四种的讲法。
Concerning this particular verse, there are four different points that are being mentioned out there.
我想我就不一一去走这个细节。我说过我们的重点不在这里。
I'm not going to go through each of the specific details because our emphasis is not on this.
那第一个当然很明显就是传统派的，完全照字面一个字一个句，就是女人绝对不准开口。
The very first saying out there is that those who are very traditional, they stick to the letter and they say absolutely women are not allowed to speak, open their mouth.
但是我先很快讲完。那第二种就是稍微修正的。
Secondly, they are reformed.
准许讲，但是要蒙头，要有属灵的遮盖。
They can speak, but they need to cover their head. They need to have a spiritual covering.
那这是我们比较接受的。
This is what we've received.
那第三个就是完全不受限制，因为那个纯粹只是时代背景、文化背景，现在不需要受限制。
Thirdly, the third group would say that we're absolutely no longer bound by this because this is really just specific to the time and the culture.
那我们很快的看一下哈，这种完全认为字句照着字句要来守的。
Those who want to hold it concerning to the letters of the law,
那第一个，它不能解决十一章第五节的冲突。
One cannot resolve the conflict that it has with First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 5.
因为保罗不可能对哥林多教会有一个要求，然后对以弗所教会又有另外一个要求，就是写提摩太的背景的时候。
So Paul wouldn't have one set of standards for the Corinthians and another set of standards for the Ephesians.
啊，例如你说不可以奸淫，就是不可以奸淫，你不会说跟哥林多教会说可以，跟这边说不行。
And you once you say you cannot commit adultery, you wouldn't say one to one church and you would not permit it in another church, right?
这是第一个啊，就是他这样子的坚持，你没办法去解释那句话。
And when they hold fast to this particular the letters of this particular verse, you can't bring it into resolution with the other verses.
另外一个就是我们说过的，绝对的真理是不能改的啊，而且是要绝对的顺服，不能妥协。
And we say absolute truth cannot be compromised, it cannot be changed.
但是实行的东西，它的确有些文化的背景，像我们刚才讲的，男人亲嘴，勿要圣洁。
In practical application or exercise, we know that there may be variances and differences, just like the example we gave, illustration that men greet one another with a holy kiss.
所以不赞成完全照字面上来遵守的人，就在这个哥林多就在提摩太前书第二章，他们就直接反驳了。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he immediately responded.
他说：“你们为什么只强调十一节？女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服，不许女人讲道，不许她瞎管男人，只要沉浸，但是却不去强调第八节、第九节呢
？”So why do you focus on chapter verse 11 and verse 12 that men or women ought to be silent and be submissive, and you don't look at verse 8 and verse 9？
今天到底在这边强调女人不准讲道的，到底有多少人在教会里面去强调男人要举起圣洁的手随处祷告
？And how often do we emphasize the portion where men ought to lift up holy hands？And prayer in the house of God.
又有多少人在这里说女人不可以穿这些编发、黄金、珍珠这些衣裳为装饰，只要有善行。
And how many are holding fast to the fact that women cannot adorn themselves with gold and nice apparels, but have good works?
所以赞成修正的呢，就说虽然有文化的背景，我们可以理解，但是我们需要。了解真正的教训到底是什么。
For the reformers, they feel that when we look at this, we need to have the understanding of what the Word of God is saying, but we need to understand the essence of what it's saying.
所以我们当然不会赞成那种说随便都可以，反正现在是新约时代，任何人都可以随便要干嘛就干嘛的。
So we definitely do not agree with those who say that, that we're in the New Testament, we can do whatever we want, we're no longer bound by the letters of the law.
因为如果是这样子的话，那么到底什么尺度来衡量圣经上哪些教训我要遵守，哪些我不要遵守呢?
And if that were the case, then where do we draw the line as what are the things that I need to obey and what are the things I do not obey?
是不是我们不想遵守的都可以推到文化背景或是传统背景、时代背景，我们就不去遵守呢?
And everything we do not want to hold fast to and we don't like them and we just say, oh, they're all cultural dependent, so we don't need to observe those now.
所以对于修正的这是我说我们比较接受的，就是一方面我们知道它有一些的文化背景，但是我们真正要在这里抓到它属灵的意义。
So for the reformers, we know that there's some cultural differences in background, but we want to grab hold of the true spiritual essence.
所以我们照着保罗说的，女人可以讲道，但是要蒙头，而且要有属灵的遮盖和保护。
So we go according to what Paul is saying that women can speak and they can pray publicly, but they need to cover their head and they have to have a spiritual covering.
那提前第二章十一节到十二节，这里说的沉浸学道，一味的顺服。叫他安静有人说这个并不是指的外面的方式的问题，而是指的态度的问题。
And so people have said that First Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 and 12, when it says that women ought to be in silent and with all submission, they're not talking about the practice outwardly, but from the spirit of the heart.
其实你能够想象任何一个神儿女们的聚会，女人从头到尾不出声，那会是一个怎样的聚会？
Can you imagine any particular gathering that we have where the women are not speaking at all.
那我应该弟兄们凭良心说哈。
So brothers, let's be honest with ourselves.
我们有姊妹都已经还常常不够活，不够让圣灵自由了。姊妹不在，弟兄不晓死到哪里去。
And if even with the sisters there, we still lack that freedom and being alive in our meetings. And if the sisters are no longer there, can you imagine how dead silent we would be?
我们有这么多爱主的姊妹、渴慕主的姊妹，聚会有时候还不够丰富，那更不要说把姊妹拔掉了。
We have so many wonderful sisters, so many lovely sisters, and we would still say that our meetings are not rich enough yet. And then when we say, okay, let's remove them from our fellowship, can you imagine what this looks like?
我看了非常非常多的 documents, 那些文件。
Again, I've seen many, many documents and many, many
他们的确提到当时在哥林多在以弗所特别这两个是拜偶像非常厉害的地方。
And they may mention that in Ephesus and in Corinth, these two areas, they really, really focus, or there's a heavy influence on idolatry.
不仅仅在这些拜假神的庙宇里面有很多的他们是称为是、怎么讲是在 庙里面服侍的人哈，有点像尼姑或是、这种神职人员，但是 却是犯淫乱卖淫这个卖淫的人。
So in their temples, they have women who are performing worship services, but they are actually embedded into harlotry.
那这一类的女人，她是完全不受约束的，她。这个大放厥词，讲话嚣张猖狂，然后跟人争辩，完全没有传统女人的那种拘谨那种顺服温和。
And so these women, they are loud, they are boisterous, they are not restrained in any way. So they do not have the notion of traditional women who govern themselves accordingly.
第二种的呢，就是在当时。有所谓的新女性主义，在那个时候就出现了。
And so even at that time, there's the notion of feminism.
特别是那些很有钱的女人。
Particularly women who are wealthy.
所以她们常常成群结伴的，她们非常的猖狂，嬉笑，然后也是随便讲话，然后批评、论断、攻击。辩论等等。
So they will get together, they will gossip, they will criticize, they will laugh, they will mock at various things, and they'll have debates very openly.
他们也穿得非常的奢华。
And they adorn themselves very elaborately.
因为在耶稣时代那时候的女人都是非常保守、非常沉静的。
So the women of Jesus' time, they're all very, very reserved, they're all very quiet.
所以当这些庙里面的娼妓出来了，当这些富家女人新女性主义在那边开始盛行的时候。
So when the harlots they starts to just be boisterous and all the women so who are just living out very expressively.
不要说在教会里面不容易接受。
Not to say it's hard to receive inside the church.
在那个世代的人没有办法接受他们，非常的反感。
So even that culture and that setting at the time is very repulsive for people at the time.
甚至这一类的女人猖狂到一个地步，连当时罗马皇帝该杀都需要下令来 regulate 来管理他们这些人。
And so these women to they are out of control to the extent that Caesar would have to set forth a decree that they would be brought under control.
所以当这样子的影响进到教会来的时候。
And so when such an influence begins to creep into the house of God.
这些女人在这里这个教训男人好在这里 teach 然后有 authority over men 的时候会。不仅让弟兄姊妹反感，也让福音朋友不信主的人很反感。
So this essence, this influence, as this began to come into the church, women will rise up very authoritatively teach men. It just causes a lot of repulsive, negative feelings, even for those who are gospel friends.
所以保罗特别提醒教会的姊妹们，要为着神家要有见证，要有顺服，要温和的。并不是说不准他们讲话。
So Paul reminds women that you need to come with a very calm and gentle spirit. It's not that you're no longer allowed to speak.
然后这边讲到，我不许女人讲道。你去看几乎所有的翻译都说，他说 I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. 他说我不许女人去教训。或是去辖管男人。
So again, the English translation is very clear here, is that Paul says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority or dominion over a man.
在教导教训上有很多的字啊，那这个字我好几十年前听到一个年长的弟兄讲，然后我今天也去查了，在新约用了97次，它是比较重的一个话，就是教训的。
So this word teach in the original language is used 97 times in the New Testament. It's a very heavy word and it speaks of rebuke.
而且带着 authority 讲的，而且绝大部分很多是被主耶稣来用的。
And this word comes with an authority and oftentimes this word teach is used when Jesus was speaking.
所以很多解经家圣经学者在这里讲到，在教会刚成立的时候，很多的教义需要有人来断案。 例如说耶路撒冷会议发生的时候。
At the start of the church, there are many doctrinal issues that needs to have discernment, and people need to decide what it ought to be.
所以保罗特别劝姊妹们不要在这件事情上这个越过自己该有的地位来做教会的断案、争论或是教训别人。
So Paul is admonishing women that do not put themselves in the place where they would be the deciding issues or deciding factors concerning these doctrinal issues at God's house.
好，我们需要很快的时间不够。哥林多前书十四章三十四节到三十六节，这也是很难明白的一句话。
We got to move very quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 to 36. Oftentimes, it's hard to understand for a lot of people.
在这里，妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话。他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。他们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。神的道理岂是从你们出来吗？岂是单临到你们吗？我想我们读这段话也是非常不容易承受的一句话。
Again, I'd like to ask you just read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 to 36 in your outline.
对不起。
When we come to these verses, sometimes we find that it's hard to bear.
哇，你会想说你保罗怎么是一个这么男性自大主义者哈？
How you would probably think, Paul, how can you be such a male chauvinist?
我跟你说，很多很多很多的书都试着去解释这段话。
And I'll tell you that a lot of books trying to describe what Paul was trying to say.
那我就跟你们分享，对我个人，我也跟同工们交通过，大家也都比较阿门接受的一种解释方法。
And I'll share with you, and what I've shared with all the leadership and the co-worker at church, how I understand this particular verse.
就是这句话根本不是保罗在这里教训。教会的。
These words are not what Paul is using to admonish the church.
而是保罗引用那些男性自大主义者在教会中的那种 popular saying, 那种很流行的那种话，用来反驳他们的。
What Paul is actually doing is using the words that are very popular, prevalent among the men of his time that they would use in their mouth.
我很快从四个角度讲一下啊，大家稍微明白。
From four different perspectives, I'll share that with you.
第一个，圣经没有标点符号的，一直到隔了很多世纪以后，后来的人才加上去的。
There are no punctuations in scripture, and it's after many, many generations that we begin to put punctuations in the scripture.
我相信我们都懂得标点符号弄错了，意义可以完全不一样。
We all understand that if we put the punctuation in the wrong locations, you can have a whole different meaning.
你们记得我以前讲过一个快要离婚的一个很有钱的太太到欧洲去度假散心的时候。
And you remember I told you a story. There were a couple who were about to be divorced, and the wife went to Europe just to clear her mind.
我忘了她看到一个首饰还是一件貂皮大衣，很想买，她就打电报回来问她的先生
She saw this particular mink coat or was a piece of jewelry, but again, it was a long time ago. She telegrammed back to her husband.
例如说要五万块或多少钱。
For example, $50,000, some amount of money.
那他先生看了电报以后，二话不想回了一个电报说不可以，太贵了。
So the husband replied with a telegram, "No, too expensive."
他说 "No, price is too high."
No, he replied with, no, price is too high.
结果那个电报员忘了把那个逗点加上去了。
And so the one who was sending the telegram did not put the period behind the word no.
所以太太一读了说，哇， no price is too high, 就是对我没有东西是太贵的。
So the wife read those exact same words, no price is too high.
所以今天我们读中文，如果是引用别人的话，你知道有一个那个双引号，你可以看得出来。
If we use in Chinese language, we see quotation mark, you can see that it is a quote from someone else.
但是当初的原文是没有标点符号的。
But in the original text, there are no such punctuations.
那第二件事情。
Secondly,
这个在旧约的律法里面从来没有这一个规定。
And in the Old Testament, we never see such a regulation.
因为他在这里说，正如律法所说的。
It says, as the law also says.
所以你去读遍圣经，你找不到这句话的要求。
So if you look through the entire scripture, you will not see the requirement stated in this verse.
然后我们对犹太文化稍微了解的，就知道犹太的拉比、文士、法利赛人有很多所谓的口传律法。
And you know, if you understand Jewish culture, particularly the rabbinical teachings, there are a lot of laws that are dictated by what they said.
不是直接从神来的，是由这些律法师加进去的，有好几个这个巨册。
And it's not directly from the Lord or the scriptures of God, but they're rabbinical teachings that came forth that became traditions and laws that are handed down.
它叫做塔勒木啊，塔姆。 这是很多的生活细节他都规定你的。
So, pertains to very specific details of how you need to live every day of your life.
例如说我们去以色列地正好碰到他们安息日，他们是不准按电梯的，所以雇的一个回教的小孩在电梯里面帮你按。
And when we went to Jerusalem and we noticed that on Sabbath, they're not even allowed to press the button on the elevator, so they hire a particular Muslim boy to come and press the button for them.
所以这些口传律法，拉比东一条西一条，那都是圣经上没有的。
So the rabbis, again, from their verbal laws, they instituted one and another. These are the things that you cannot find in Scripture.
保罗在这里所讲到的这些话，在他的墓里面正好找到，就是说如果一个女人在会中的声音被听到，那是一件可以羞耻的事情。
So they found this particular law in the Talmud where the rabbis have had this particular saying that if the voice of the women can be heard in a congregation,It is shameful.
那第三个，保罗在写书信的时候，他有一个习惯啊，他有的时候会先引用别人讲错的话，然后来反驳。
And you'll discover in Paul's epistles, oftentimes as he writes, he will write concerning the things that are erroneous used by others, and then he will rebuke or rebuttal those things.
像例如说很典型的就是罗马书三章第七节到第八节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 7 and 8.
他说如果神的真实因我的虚谎越发显出他的荣耀为什么我还要受审判好像罪人呢为什么不说我可以作恶以成善呢对不对
For if the truth of God is increased through my lies to his glory, why am I still judged as a sinner?
你知道这句话虽然在圣经但是绝对不是圣经的教导。
So you know that when Paul asks this question, it's in scripture, but he's not teaching this, right?
就是保罗用了一个 quotation mark 在引用他们只是那时候没有标点符号。
He's using what someone has said, there were no quotation marks at the time.
所以他底下就说这是毁谤我们的人说的说这话的人被定罪是应该的。
So he concludes it and says, as we are slanders reported and as some affirms that we say,Their condemnation is just.
像第六章第一节也是，因为在罗马书五章结束的时候，就说罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
And at the conclusion of chapter 5, Paul says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more.
那第六章他就说，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
And so Paul continues in chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
他就是引用那些反对基督教的人那个时候所说的话。
And so he's using the words that those people who are rejecting Christianity.
然后第二节他就说断乎不可。
And so therefore in verse 2, he says, certainly not.
所以你如果了解的话，你晓得这段话其实是保罗是引用这些律法师或是别人在这里所传的话。
So you know that as Paul, you see what Paul is writing here, he is illustrating what the words are being used by other rabbis.
那第三个，保罗的整个救恩很关键的一件事情，他就是人是因信称义，不是借着行律法。
And so the criticality in all of Paul's writing, you know that man is justified by faith, not according to the perfection of the law.
我只要举两个例子就好，加拉太书三章十节。凡是以律法为本的都是被咒诅的。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
第五章第四节他说你们这靠律法称义的是以基督隔绝了是从恩典中堕落了。
Chapter 5 verse 4, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law.
所以你看保罗这么强的在这里反对人用律法来要求蒙恩的人他怎么会在这里变成说正如律法所说的。
So you can see how Paul very deliberately comes and rejects the notion that we are justified through the law. How would he at the same time argue from the perspective of saying just as what the law has said?
所以当保罗引用了那种错误的要求和教导，就是那些大男人主义的要求的时候。
So after Paul have illustrated the erroneous teaching of those chauvinist men.
所以三十六节是保罗对这些男人的反驳，不是对女人的责备。
So verse 36 is his rebuttal concerning what these men are saying, not the restriction that he's putting on the women.
就是神的道理其实从你们出来的吗？其实单单临到你们吗？
Or did the word of God come originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached?
那表示神的话不是只借着男人，对不对？在旧约也有女先知，这是我们很清楚的。
So it's saying that the word of God did not just come through men, but it also came through women, as in the Old Testament we see that there are women prophets.
而且也从来不会那个时候有犹太的女人认为神只对女人说话，那是跟实情不合的。
And it is not according to time and culture where the Jewish women would ever have this notion that God will only speak through women.
所以这句话是责备男人的可能性远远大过是责备女人。
So these words, as Paul rebukes, they certainly have greater notion that it would be rebuking men rather than rebuking women.
那我再说，这个说法是众多说法中间一个，我个人也就是觉得我们同工们都比较容易接受的。
And I will tell you this is an explanation, that one of the explanations out there, and this is something that I are able to receive and grasp, and also with all the co-workers.
很快我们来看最后这个男人女人在本教会中的侍奉。
And very quickly we come up to this last point, the service of men and women at SVCA.
然后很快就结束了，总结所说，不管是弟兄或姊妹，都应该照着所得的生命和恩赐全力的投入服事。
And our conclusion is that regardless of brothers or sisters, everyone ought to commit themselves fully into services according to the life and the gifting they have received.
我很感谢主，我们教会的弟兄人数一点不少于姊妹，因为很多的教会都是姊妹为多数。
I'm very thankful to the Lord that the number of brothers here at our church are about the same as the sisters who are here.
但是我更盼望我们教会有更多的姊妹，不要因为男女这种错误的观念而不投入服事。
And I want to pray that certainly more of the sisters here at our church, that we would not uphold ourselves from committing into services because of erroneous concepts such as what we're talking about today.
照着我们的所得的生命恩赐，要全力的投入服事。
And according to the life and the gifting that you received, you need to fully commit yourself into the services in God's house.
弟兄们除了要积极参加教会的侍奉，也需要负起一家之主的。
And brothers, apart from actively participating in church services, you ought to also take up the responsibilities as the head of the house.
尤其是帮助全家，带全家属灵，为神家守望的责任。
And particularly as the guardian over the spiritual well-being of the home.
因为这是神给男人的责任，要修理看守神所托付的原则。
Because this responsibility that God has given to men, we are to keep and to tend the house.
我们的家是个园子，我们的教会是个园子，我们要负责修理看守。
Our house is this garden, our church is this garden. It is our responsibility to watch and to keep over it.
那姊妹们应该全力的来帮助。
And then the sisters, we need a support with all of our strength.
能够做丈夫在服事上，在属灵上的这个帮手。
To be the support of the husbands, to be the helper that we talked about.
姊妹们不肯帮忙，就好像一只老鹰断了一只翅膀一样。
And I'll tell you, if the sisters aren't willing to help, it's like an eagle has lost one of its wings.
我小的时候看到同学恶作剧，那种苍蝇把它拔掉一个翅膀，它就在那边原地打转飞不起来。
And when I was younger, I've seen some of my schoolmates, they're very mischievous. They would pull off one of the wings of a fly, and they see the fly would try to fly, but it just makes circles.
你的弟兄再属灵，没有你，他不容易飞的。
Your brother, no matter how spiritual he is, without you, he cannot fly.
你要真的帮助他飞起来，你一定得帮。
If you want to help him to fly, you have to help him.
所以神造一个配偶是为了帮助他，不是为了绑住他。
So the Lord has given him a helper, not to keep him bound, but to be his support.
这个中文的谐音我们以为是开玩笑，但是这个问题真的越来越严重，太多的弟兄被姊妹绑住了。
There's a lot of the synonym is in more apparent in Chinese. That a lot of times brothers they are bound by their wives.
孩子没换尿布，孩子怎样？你不要去教会，你不要去做这个，不要去做那个。你怎么还在读经啊？弟兄姊妹，我们要平衡啊。
The kids, the diapers still unchanged, and you're still reading your Bible, you're still serving at church. We need to have an appropriate balance.
弟兄要起来负该负的责任，姊妹一定要帮助弟兄属灵。
Brothers, we need to rise up and take up the responsibility that we have. And sister, we also need to rise up to help him to be spiritual.
姊妹们除了代表教会那种代表教会的角色，就是长老跟主任牧师以外。他可以参加教会任何的服事，或是担任领袖的角色。
For sisters, apart from taking on roles that represents the church, such as the elders or the senior pastors, they are permitted to take on any service, including leadership roles.
不管是小组长啊、执事啊、全时间的传道人啊、牧者啊，他们都可以担任的。
For example, small group leaders, deacons, full-time ministers, etc. They can all partake in these spiritual services.
但是需要有属灵权柄的遮盖和引导，弟兄们也一样，不是只有姊妹们。
And we say that they must have appropriate spiritual covering.But this also includes those who are brothers.
我们在中国教会看到这个现象非常严重，因为很多的弟兄，这个先生没信主，或是出去 做生意都是教会差不多都是姊妹 在负责。
We see this phenomenon in China that a lot of times the brothers, either they are not Christians yet or they have a business that they need to attend to. They would travel quite a bit. So at church, predominantly the gatherings are always sisters.
我们要为着教会祷告，让有更多的弟兄们也能够被兴起来。
So we need to pray for the church that more and more brothers would be raised up.
这个因为不是每一个姊妹都是像底波拉这么属灵。
Spiritual as Deborah。
但是有很多姊妹也很辛苦，不是弟兄都像巴拉一样是可以还可以找得到一些这样子的弟兄，所以很多姊妹也很辛苦。
And we know that a lot of sisters they are also suffering because not all of their brothers or their husbands are like Barak, where he is willing to rise up and to be the spiritual leader.
姊妹可以做话语出口，但是需要有属灵的保护。
And sisters can be speakers, but they need to have spiritual covering.
可以有弄属灵的长者，不见得一定是弟兄。
They need to have a spiritual someone that's more mature than they are. They don't necessarily need to be brothers.
弟兄也需要属灵的保护和遮盖。就算你是教会最年长的，你是教会主任牧师，你是教会开始的创办人，你要把自己摆在身体里面，接受身体的保护和遮盖。
And I would say even brothers, we need spiritual covering. Even for senior pastor, those who have started the church, they need to commit themselves into the assembly of the body that the body would cover them.
好，那最后男人女人在家庭中的角色责任，我们下一堂再讲。
And lastly, the roles and responsibility of men and women in the home, or we'll save that for the next lesson.
弟兄们要勇敢地承认责任。
Brothers, we need to be courageous in taking up on our responsibilities.
姊妹们也一样。
Sisters, you ought to do the same.
我们要在这里求主帮助我们找到遮盖和保护，让我们能够全力地投入。
We need to ask the Lord for His help in finding the appropriate covering and protection that we may serve full-heartedly.
我以为这个不热门的题目我很快就会讲完，反而讲得最长。
And I thought this not very popular topic, I would go through it very quickly, but it's actually one of the longer messages.
我们有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你照着你自己的形象和样式造男造女。
According to your image and your likeness, you created men and women.
为的都是叫我们能够像你。
That we may be like you.
而且你也把管理这地的责任交给了我们。
Have you given us the responsibility to subdue and have dominion over this land?
今天在基督里，我们不仅仅都成为神的儿子。
And in Christ, not only are we all sons of God.
我们也都是披戴基督的人。
We are all those who have put on Christ.
主啊，让我们看见弟兄姊妹在神家都是一样重要的。
So Lord, I pray that you help all of us to see that we are equally important in your house.
没有人把自己的恩典恩赐扣留，不肯给你用。
No one would keep and hold back.The gifts and the life that you've given us.
我们也希望在这些教会实行的事情上，我们一样能够活出生命的见证。
And we pray that in the practical implementation concerning the things in your house, that we will live out this testimony.
而不是律法的要求。
And it's not according to the requirements of the law.
祝福你的教会。
Please bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.